But first, today's cooler weather in some regions has been a blessing for the thousands of people still battling out-of-control bushfires around the country. But the threat is still simmering across eastern, northern and central Australia. Despite minimal property losses, authorities are warning the bushfire emergency is not over yet, and sweltering conditions are expected to return later this week. Martin Cudahy reports.
From the Gulf Country to Tasmania, vast tracts of eastern Australia are burning. Just north of Brisbane, parts of Bribie Island have been evacuated. 17 crews are trying to bring a bushfire under control with a water bombing and backburning campaign. Christine Nivett lives and works on the island.
When I went home at lunchtime today, it was just a mass of smoke and embers all over the pool, all over the back veranda, and you couldn't see very much except for just feeling the heat and seeing the glow. So at this stage, it's in the state forest, and we haven't heard of any homes being lost or anything like that in White Patch.
In the state's north, fires have been burning across the Gulf Country for weeks. Barry Hughes runs Brahman Cattle on the 80,000 hectare North Head station.
Some of those fires are still out of control. There's not much left to burn in the Etheridge Shire. There's like 1.7 million acres of country that have been burned out in the last month, and huge losses of grazing lands. There's been substantial stock losses across the Shire. It's hard to actually put a figure on that.
Cooler weather in the Northern Territory is helping crews tackle a blaze east of Alice Springs at Ross River. The Ross Highway has been closed with fires burning on both sides of the road. Earlier today, Senior Fire Controller Jeff Kenner and his crews were trying to protect the area, which includes tourist attractions.
Break has been completed on the west side of the fire, and there's been backburning off that break. Machinery and equipment and personnel have now been moved up to the western side of the Ross River Resort, and a break is being put in from Ross River Highway.
Despite cooler temperatures in New South Wales, the bushfire danger is far from over, with authorities worried about several regions including Shoalhaven, Yass and Cooma. There are still more than 130 fires burning across the state. The Rural Fire Service Assistant Commissioner Anthony Clark has confirmed a house has burnt down in the Kybeen Valley.
Yeah, look, there has been one property confirmed destroyed at the Yarrabin fire down in the Cooma area. That occurred last night. It appears that it was a weekender or a cottage which was destroyed.
The New South Wales Primary Industries Minister, Katrina Hodgkinson, says her farm near Yass has also been threatened.
It's been a dreadful night. I've got to say, we've been up all night. So many people so worried, and so much land burnt out in our area, something like 17,000 hectares overnight.
Further south, Victorian firefighters have had to deal with several fast-moving grass fires near Melbourne, but there have been no reports of damage. About 100 firefighters were called in to control a blaze about 500 metres from homes at Wallen. Country Fire Authority Operations Officer John Lieben was worried the fire could have spread into private property.
We're unable to actually control that fully at this present time. So if the wind picks up, we might not be able to fully control that. So we've got some concerns about that. At the moment, the houses aren't directly impacted, but if we're unable to control it, then it would very rapidly move towards those homes.
On the island state, Tasmanian authorities are still fighting several fronts, including the Fawcett Fire, the blaze that destroyed homes in and around Denali last Friday. Today, it's caused a number of road closures on the Tasman Peninsula. Crews were also waterbombing another fire near Bridport in northeast Tasmania. Today's reprieve could be only temporary for some states. New South Wales RFA Assistant Commissioner Anthony Clark warns temperatures will heat up later this week, and again next week.
And on Monday and Tuesday, with that big mass of hot air in the centre of the country, where we are even looking at temperatures up around the 50 degree mark right in the centre of the continent, there is a potential for that hot air to be blown down through New South Wales. With those winds that we're expecting as well, that is a real concern for us, and that's why we're doing as much as possible to get on top of the fires that we've got burning at the moment.
That's Rural Fire Service Assistant Commissioner Anthony Clark, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.